North End and Kollel, shir given on Sunday, 28th of November, 2010, Kaf Aleph Kislev, Tavshin Ayin Aleph. And we're on Tehillim chapter, shir given by Gershon Heppner, and we're on Tehillim chapter Yud Zayin, and we're going to start today Pasuk Dalet. I think what we'll do is we'll do Dalet with Hay, because they really form a pair. The two Pasukim go together. Chapter Yud Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, Lif'ulos. Oh, you haven't got the Pasuk numbers, have you? Lif'ulos. Yeah? Lif'ulos Adam. Lif'ulos Adam, by the actions of man, bidvar sefasecha, according to the word of your lips, ani shamarti, I have guarded, archos parit, the ways of the sinner. Parit is something like a sinner, or someone bad, or someone who crosses over the line that they shouldn't cross. Right, the foolish Adam. I don't know. It could be connected. And the word porites really comes from the word porates, which actually came in yesterday's Sedra, Parshas Vayeshev.
To break through.
Yeah, Peretz Geder is like to it's a possible Peretz Geder to break down a fence. Yeah, is Peretz Geder. Because one of the son of Yehuda was called Peretz, because he broke through. Yeah, because he pushed his way through. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so. So lefulos adam, let's start one again. Lefulos adam, according to the actions of man, bidvas vasecha, according to the word of your lips, ani shamati orchos parit, I have guarded the ways of the sinful person, the person who breaks through a barrier. And pasuk hay as well, tamuch asherai, this chapter yudzayin, just pasuk hay now, tamuch asherai, support my steps, b'maglo secha, in your circles, Bal namotzi for omoy, so that my steps or my footsteps should not slip. The word asherai really means my way or my steps, my walking, and for omoy again is a similar expression meaning my steps. Okay, what is the what on earth are these two pasukim talking about? The Rashi explains that if we just go back to pasuk dalet, lifulos adam b'sfas v'secha, says Rashi. With everything that I do, lefulos adam, with all human actions, whatever I do, I'm very careful to do it all bidvas vasecha, according to the words of your lips. Says David HaMelech, I stick to your word. I do whatever I'm meant to do. And I'm very careful not to cross over into the ways of the porites, into the ways of people who are sinners. So I'm very careful not to do that. And therefore the pasuk will follow tamuch asherai b'maglesecha. Again, I'm very careful to support my ways, my footsteps within your circles, within a circle, like within a circle of law. I don't cross over the circumference of the law. I stick within the circle. I do everything correctly. This is David talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do everything the way I should do. And then Rashi then relates it again to the parasha of Bathsheba, which the lot of this chapter speaks about Bathsheba, as we mentioned previously. That David is saying that even if I did cross over a line of lo sinof, don't commit adultery, he says, I didn't really. It looks as if I may have done, but I didn't really. That's how Rashi seems to learn it. And in fact, I did everything according to the strict halacha, which we know to be true, because Uriah Hachiti gave that get to his wife, and Machlokas, whether it was a get to be chal only as and when he would not return, or to be chal later, or even if it was chal straight away. We saw various inyanim on that. But whichever it was, the fact is that he gave his wife a get. Uriah gave Bathsheba a get, and then when David took her, so she was divorced by that. So she was really a gerusha. That's how Rashi learns it. So Rashi's saying that even if it appears that I transgressed the isra of lo tinof, don't commit adultery, the fact is, halachically, I actually didn't. So that's David talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I kept within your circles, and please support my footsteps still further. Tamar Chashar B'Maglo Secho, support my footsteps so that I should stick according to the strict letter of the law. That's how Rashi learns it. What Rashi does learn about this idea of lifulos odom bisvas vasecho, that I looked after, I was very careful that my own actions, that's lifulos odom, the actions of man, whose actions? My own, says David. My own actions have been bidvas vasecho, according to the way of your lips. That is how Rashi learns the pasuk. But others, the Ibn Ezra and the Mitzvah David, and others all say that Lifulos Adam are not David's own actions, they're other people's actions. And David is saying, I have encouraged others to keep to your Torah. So Lifulos Adam, I have been certain, I've made sure that the actions of other people are Bidvas Vasecha, are according to the way of your lips. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns. So a bit of machlokus there. Rashi says it refers to his own actions. I've kept to the Torah ways, and the Ibn Ezra and others learn, no, I have made other people, I've encouraged other people to keep to the Torah ways. B'dvas vasecha, other people should keep to the word of your lips. That's how the Mitzvah David learns, and that's how the Ibn Ezra learns as well. Yeah. Good. Okay. The Rabbi Avraham ben Ramoch, I think I mentioned him on my last year. He, I can't remember when he lived, I think it was around the time of the Spanish Inquisition, but I can't remember now. Rabbi Avraham ben Aroch, he has a pirush on Tillim, and he says that lifulos odom, the actions of man, and he's referring to my own actions, David says, my own actions, have all been bidvas vasecho, according to the word of your lips. Meaning, I could have done something suspect, that's a pu'ula, and my actions could have been suspect, but they still would have been bidvas vasecha, they would have been within, according to the word of your lips, but I still kept away from them. Anishamayti al chesparit, I guarded myself from going down the paths of the sinful person. How does it try? Let me get a translation for porit. Oh, yeah, what have you got there for porit?
The ways of the violence.
The violence, yeah. The violence. Let me just look over here what the word for the porit here. Lawbreaker. The article translates it as a lawbreaker. That's a good one. I like that translation. A lawbreaker, yeah? According to Avraham ben Ramoch, what he says is solid. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given us mitzvahs, and I could have done something which would not have been wrong, it would have still been bidvas vasecha, it would have still been according to the word of your lips, but it would have looked suspect, and so I didn't do it. Says Rabbi Avraham ben Aroch, referring to a particular event, or a few occasions. Which ones? Says David, I had opportunities to kill Shaul. We know that. David had opportunities to kill Shaul. He found him asleep once, maybe even twice, I think. Found Shaul asleep. He had opportunities to kill Shaul. He said, and if I would have killed him, it would have been absolutely okay. Al pi halacha, it would have been okay. Why? Because Shaul was trying to kill me. And he said, pardon? He's a rodev. Exactly, he's a rodev. Shaul is a rodev. I could have killed Shaul, better. Not necessary. He said, I had a heter to get him. Shaul made a number of attempts on David's life. I think at least three. Arresting him, I don't know. Maybe, okay, he could have stopped Shaul from killing David. David could have stopped Shaul from killing him, David, by means other than killing him. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, of course. That's right. Yes, right. A king. He had the din of a melech. He could have killed Shaul even without Edim and without a beis din. He had a heter to do so. Yeah. Likewise, funnily enough, the it's very irony. Shaul viewed himself as the melech and viewed David as a mered v'malchus, which is why Shaul was trying to kill David. And David really was now the true melech, having been anointed by Shmuel. He was the true melech, and therefore he had a right to kill Shaul. He says, David, this is the pirush on our pasuk according to Rabbi Avraham ben Ramoch, I had a halachic right to kill Shaul, And he quotes the pasuk in Bamachtos Yimotzei Haganov, which is in Shemus chapter Kafis pasuk Aleph. You know, you wake up and you find a ganav in the house. We have a heter to kill the ganav because on the assumption that the ganav would kill in his own self-defense, therefore the ganav would be prepared to kill his intended victim, his robbery victim, and therefore the intended victim has a heter to kill the ganav. Asim mutter, says David, I could have killed Shaul, and I had opportunities, and it would be mutter. So lifu'ulos odom, those actions of man, namely my actions, I could have killed Shaul, and had I done so, it would have been bidavar sefasecha within the letter of the law, the words of your lips, but nonetheless, anisha marati orches parit, I guarded myself from following the ways of the lawbreaker, and I did not kill Shaul. I could have done, but I didn't. Okay. It appeared wrong, but in fact it's halachically okay.
Yeah,
similar, same thing. Yeah, could say the same thing.
Gone beyond the letter of the law.
He's not gone beyond the letter of the law. Maybe he went beyond the spirit of the law. He's certainly not going beyond the letter of the law. Kala umet David chotra eina
le tura. Right?
He's gone beyond
the spirit of the law. But he's selectively quoting.
Yeah. Okay.
He cut
the corner of the cloak of Shaul, and he was punished at the beginning of Melachim Aleph, where the lo yecham, I think he became very cold in his old age, and he couldn't become warm, and the Chazal said it was a punishment for not having shunta cut the coat. It was disrespectful to his clothing.
If he could have killed the king, and he said I could have killed the king, he only cut the corner, why should he be punished for that?
We're judging these stories on our level, which is really impossible. Yeah? We can't. Yeah, we can't judge. Yeah? Okay. Yeah,
so
that's...
If Mishura sat in.
Very much so. Yeah. But everything I did, I could have killed Shaul, and I did. That's how Rabbi from Ben Ramach learns it. Yes, I suppose so. Yeah. Oh, Rabbi Yossi Dushinsky, the Dushinsky Rebbe, I believe, he comments on this pasuk. He quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's Pirkei Mishnah Yud Ches. Kol mezakeh rabim ein chet bo al yodo. Anybody who provides his chus for the rabim will not come his way. He won't fall into an avera. So that's the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yossi Dushinsky quotes the pasuk. It's in Shmuel Beis. It's chapter Ches Pasuk Tesvov, which sums up David beautifully. You know, the Pasuk says there, Vayimlech David HaKol Yisrael, David ruled over all of Yisrael, Vayhi David Oseh Mishpat Tzedakah L'Chol Amo, and David did judgment and charity L'Chol Amo for all his people. In other words, David was a spiritual leader and he guided everybody well, and he was a Dayan, Oseh Mishpat, he carried out judgments for Klal Yisrael. So we see from here that if anyone is a mezakeh harabim, it certainly was David, right? He looked after everybody, and he gave shiurim to people, he taught Torah, and he encouraged people to keep mitzvahs. So therefore, we can apply to David the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishnah Yud Ches, kol hamezakeh harabim, anybody who provides the public with a zechus, ein chet bo al yado, a chet will not come his way, a sin won't come his way. So he says, therefore, since David encouraged everyone else to keep the Torah, therefore it follows, lifulos odom bidvasosecha, I encouraged everyone else to keep to, that their actions should stick to your words, and therefore ani shamati archis faris, and therefore I myself was able to guard myself from going down the path of wickedness, from following the path of lawbreakers. I could certainly keep myself away from the Avera. Why? Because I've got the great Zechus HaRabim of having provided this Zechus for everyone else. That's one shot given by Rabbi Yossi Tzvi Dushinsky. He brings a second shot where he quotes a Medrash Rabbah, which is in the introduction, in the Psicha of the Medrash Rabbah to Eicha, where the Medrash Rabbah says something rather strange, and I can't really profess to understand it. Let me get this. Here we are. This comes from Rav Chir Bar Abba. No, not quite. Rav Huna, it's psicha, it's in the psichta to Echa Rabosi, and it is letter number base. Rav Huna, for Rav Yirmiya, B'shem Rav Chibar Abba. Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiya say in the name of Rav Chibar Abba, they quit the pasuk that Osi Ozavu Vesterosi Lo Shamaru, sorry, I think I got the pasuk wrong, that Osi Ozavu Vesterosi Lo Shamaru, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halavai, this is very strange, Halavai, I wish, Osi Ozvu, I wish they had forsaken me, but Vesterosi Shamaru, I wish they would have just learnt my Torah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if only they would have learnt my Torah, even at the expense of forsaking me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I don't mind if you're not frum, just learn Torah. It's something along those lines. Forsake me with the greatest of pleasure, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forsake me, but just whatever you do, just carry on learning Torah. Yeah? That's it. Halavai, the Lashon again. Halavai, if only Osi Ozvu, if only they would have forsaken me, it wouldn't have been so terrible as long as Vesirasi Shomaru. And the Medrash goes on, Mitul Shahayu Misaskim Bo, because if only Klausa would have carried on learning Torah, Hama'ar Shebo, the light within the Torah, Hoya Machziran Lumutov would have gotten them back to doing Teshuvah. It's like saying, I don't mind if you're not frum, just learn Torah, because if you carry on learning Torah, the fact that you're learning Torah will eventually bring you back.
You'll do Teshuvah.
You'll do Teshuvah, exactly, yeah. You'll do Teshuvah. Yeah. Just, whatever you do, just carry on learning. Yeah, even if it's at the expense of being frum. So he says as follows, so he's saying, this is reflected in our pasuk. Says Rav Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky, this is reflected in our pasuk, where the pasuk says, Levulos Adam Bidvas Osecha, just, as long as the actions of man continue with bidvar, with the word of your lips, i.e. with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. learning Torah, then ani shamati achas paretz, then you can guard yourself from going down the ways of evil people. In other words, learning Torah will serve as a protection that will stop you. You'll eventually get to do teshuvah, even if you don't keep the Torah. If you learn it, you'll get to do teshuvah eventually.
The time of the first temple, that doesn't work. Yeah. They're learning, and yeah, then they forsake and what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
It didn't help. I know. Yeah. The Gemara in Yomar says that they did learn Torah. They're great to the Chachamim, but the three cardinal areas, Shechasamim, Avodah Zarah, and Gilui Aroyos, they did. So the Torah didn't actually bring them back. Yeah. Okay. Don't know. Yeah. The Mossad Rav Kook Sefer on Tehillim has got a very big chiddush here. He brings two pshatim on this. Where's it? One second. Shamarti, yeah. Where's that? Anish Shamarti Ochos Paris. I guarded myself. What's pshat in this word Shamarti? The fullness of them is Vas Hasecha. According to the actions of man, I kept them within the word of your lips. Ani shamariti achas paretz. What is the pshat in shamariti? So posh pshat is I guarded myself from going down evil paths, from following the paths of lawbreakers. That's simple pshat. Then he brings a big chiddush. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, which is in Mishlei, it's chapter base pasuk chof, where the pasuk says there, lema'an teleich. Bederech tovim, so that you go in the way of good people, va'archos tzadikim tishmer, and you tishmer, you should, literally means you should guard the ways of tzadikim. So the Masad Rav Kook Chumash, the Masad Rav Kook copy on Tehillim explains that pasuk there, you can see the pasuk is written in a parallelism. It's two halves which come to say similar things. Leman teilech, so that you shall go B'derech tovim, in the good ways. V'orches tzadikim, and the ways of tzadikim, tishmer. So he says that word tishmer is parallel to the word in the first half of the pasuk, teilech, you shall go. Yeah? They follow, it's the verb tishmer is parallel with the verb teilech. Leman teilech, you shall go b'derech tovim, in the good way of good people. V'orches tzadikim, and the ways of tzadikim, tishmer. So he says, and then you can see that the word tishmer, especially when it's used in conjunction with the word archos, really means to go. Therefore, says the Masad Rav Kook, Sefer, we have a whole new pshat on this Pasuk Dalet. Ani shamarati arches paritz does not mean I guarded myself from following paths of bad people. It means the exact opposite. I went down the paths of bad people. And David here is doing vidui. He's doing vidui. He's saying, we can see that the word shamarity can, in conjunction with the word archos, can mean to walk down a path. He says, I followed the paths of wicked people. So the Masad Rav Kook says, this is teshuvah. He's doing vidui. In which case, Pasuk Hey, Tomoch Hashirai B'Maglo Secha, support my footsteps within your circles, is a tefillah saying, please don't let me stray anymore. So it's a completely different shot on the Pasuk, yeah? That Anisha Mati Achas Paritz is vidui, I followed the paths of evil people, but now that's all in the past, and now please support me within your circles of doing good things. That's how the Masad Rav Kook seems to
help me do
teshuva, help me do, and let me stick now to a good path. So that's quite a chiddush. It's a big chiddush that the word, that the phrase "anishamati achesfaris" is an expression of doing averus. Poshup shat is I guarded myself from doing averus. Rav Kook says no, I did averus. Then he points out, of course, that the phrase "anishamati," that phrase "anishamati," is of course a bit of a tautology. Shamati means I guarded, so you don't need the word ani. Ani shamarati literally means I guarded. Why do you need the word ani, therefore? So he says, he gives a teretz, which is a very usual teretz in such a case. It's there for emphasis. It's for emphasis. And he quotes the pasuk from Yehoshua, chapter Zion, pasuk Chaf, which is the story of Ochon, who took spoils from Yericho unlawfully. And when he did teshuvah, he said, Anochi chatosi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. I have sinned. And again, same idea, Anochi and Chatosi. Why do you need the word Anochi? It's therefore an extra emphasis. Yeah. In English you say, you know, I have sinned, you know, sort of underlined and bold and italics, you know, I have sinned. Yeah? Lashem in a case. So the Masad Rav Kook says it goes very well with the pshat that he brings, that Ani Shamarti Orchos Poritz is an expression of Avera. I went down the paths of evil people. And therefore it echoes very clearly what Ochon said, Anochi Chatosi and Ani Shamarti. It's an expression of doing Avera. I sinned. Let me say two more pshatim on this pasuk. The Zera Yaakov, which is a sefer, I can't remember the name of the Mechaber, I recently obtained it, my son found it in a second-hand swarm shop, Zera Yaakov, and I was discussing it with Eli Pick recently, and he told me that he is descended, maybe his wife is descended from the Mechaber that sefer, and he's got a son named after the Mechaber that sefer. Yeah. Now he brings a piece of Zohar, I haven't seen it in the Zohar, and this is very strange, and this is really beyond our understanding, but I'll say it, that David's story with Bathsheba and his marriage to Bathsheba was meant divinely to serve as a correction of the chait of Adam and Chava. Don't ask me how. Adam and Chava sinned by taking the fruit from the Eitz Hadas, and the tikkun of that was for David to marry Bathsheba. How? I really don't know. But he says that there's a strong, that he brings one similarity. We know that Medrash brings that the Nochosh had Biah with Chava. And then only after that, Adam had Biah with Chava. You're not happy with that? Very strange. Of course it's strange. Don't expect me to understand this. I'm saying it over, but I don't have a clue what I'm saying. Yeah? The Nochash had Bia with Chava prior to Adam having Bia with Chava, and he says that was echoed by the fact that Uriah had, of course, Bia with his wife Bathsheba before David had Bia with Bathsheba. At any rate, there's a piece of Zohar, and I haven't seen it, and I certainly don't understand it, that the marriage of David and Bathsheba was to serve as a correction somehow of the Maaser of Adam and Chava. Mm-hmm. And he says, and that's echoed in the phrase, Lifu'ulos Odom. And we're referring to the Odom, Odom Harishon, B'dvas Vasecha, Anishamati Achas Paris, that I had this marriage with Bathsheba in order to correct Lifu'ulos Odom, to correct the actions of Odom Harishon. Okay, that's how he brings. One last thing here is very beautiful pshat that I found in the Sefer called Eretz HaChaim, where he says this pshat, and you can almost hear the nachas. He says this pshat in the name of his son, whom he calls Shmuel HaTzadik. He says, his son, I have a son, and he calls him Shmuel HaTzadik. Nice thing for a father to write about his son. Where he quotes the Gemara in Nidah, Daf Tesayin on my base, well-known piece of Gemara, which speaks about the human embryo. This comes from Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Yeah, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa says, "Osa malacham emuna hal ha'heroin." I think we've actually mentioned this Gemara in the Shir before. The malach appointed over pregnancy, Laila Shemo, it's called Laila. The notel tipa umamita lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes the tipa, takes the embryo in its earliest form, takes the tipa of zera and brings it before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The omer lefanav, and it says for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, tipa zu mati aleha. Tell us what will happen with this future embryo. Gibor, will he be strong? O chalosh, or weak? Chacham, will he be clever? O tipesh, or stupid? Asher, will he be wealthy? O ani, or poor? So the life's strengths and weaknesses are mapped out in advance. The ilu, however, Rasha o tzaddik lo kamar. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does not say in advance whether this person will be a Rasha or tzaddik. Why? Because Rabbi Chanina, as we've learned from Rabbi Chanina, to Amar Rabbi Chanina, hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyirah shemayim. Yeah, it's up to the individual whether he's going to become whether he's going to be a yirah shemayim. It's not preordained. So he says as follows here. Lifu'ulos Adam, the actions of man, that's whether a person is going to be clever or stupid or strong or weak, etc. That's bidvas vasecha. That's decreed by the word of your lips, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as for me, shamarti arches paris, I'm the one who can guard myself from going down a bad path. Because whether I'm a tzaddik or not is up to me. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you preordain what my life will be like in many respects, but whether I'm a tzaddik or a rasha, that's down to me. Isn't that a nice pshat?
It's very nice.
Beautifully. That's the Sefer Eretz HaChaim quoting a pshat given to him by his own son, Shmuel HaTzaddik. Isn't that nice? Oh, let's move on. We might just make this. Let's go on to the next pasuk. Tamuch hashirai b'maglo secha, support my steps or my path within your circles. Bal namutu for amoy, do not let my steps slip. Yeah, do not let my steps slip. So Rashi explains that this is David saying, I'm now, from now on, from here on in, after the story of Bathsheba, I'm now going to be a tzaddik and I'm going to do the right thing. That's how Rashi learns, and I'm going to make sure that my footsteps in life all are within the ways of the Torah. Yeah, the Radak points out that this word tamuch, he calls it the mokur. It's almost like the verb itself. In English, it's called an infinitive absolute. It's not an imperative. The imperative form of tamuch would be tamuch, support. Tamuch hashirai, support my steps. It's not an imperative form, tamuch. It's an infinitive absolute form, tamuch. Very similar to shomer and zocher, which are used as an imperative. They're used instead of shomer and zocher, but in fact they're not the imperative form. They're the different grammatical form, tamuch or zocher, shomer, tamuch, all similar forms. But they're used as an imperative. That's brought by the Radak.
What's the example in
English? There isn't an example in English. It's an infinitive absolute. It's almost like supporting. It would be like it's using a verb without any tense and without any number and without any gender. It's just the verb itself. Tamuch you could just say it's an action of supporting, but by whom and for whom and by how many people is not implicit in the word.
It's exactly the shoresh,
which is why the Radak calls it the mokar, the source. It's the source of the word. It's pretty much the root, but it's the root with vowels. Yeah, tomoch. The imperative form would be tomoch. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Yalkut Miamloi says, Tomoch Hashirai b'maglosecho, guard my steps or my path within your circles. Is a reference to dinim derabonon, which are there to protect dinim deraisa. If you help me out with the dinim derabonon, and I'll do my best to keep the dinim derabonon, then anishamati achas pros, and I'll be able to guard myself from falling into isurim deraisa. So the first half of the pasuk. I got that wrong. Okay. Tomoch Hashirai b'maglosecho, says Yaakov Amnes, support my ways in the dinim drabonon, in order bal namotu formoy, that my footsteps won't falter or won't slip with isurim deraisa. That's how he learns it. Yeah. Now the Malbim, last pshat here, beautiful pshat brought by the Malbim. What is the pshat in b'maglosecho? Igul is a circle. Yeah, Tomoch Hashirai, support my steps within your circles. Chaniyamagel, that's it, your circles, exactly. Yeah. So, what is this idea of the circle? Says the Malbim, a circle represents the furthest point from a line. The furthest point from the centre of the circle, from the spot, from the furthest, the locus of the circumscribing circle. In other words, it's the furthest point from which you may stray. You can stray from the center of the circle up to the circumference of the circle and no further. Says the Malbim, what's going on here? What's the pshat? He says, the Torah tells us, have rachmanus, be humble, all these kinds of middos. Stick to the center of the circle. Be humble, have rachmanus, be kind to chesed. But, says the Malbim, there are occasions when not only are we allowed to stray from that, but we should stray from that. For example, you've got to kill someone from Amalek. Yeah? Timchesech Amalek. You've got occasions where you might need to show a middah of anger in order to put someone, to correct someone else. You know, show a stern face. You bring up a child, you show a stern face in order to make the child correct his ways. And so on. So there are occasions, and there are also occasions where one should show a certain gaiva in order to put down someone who's going against the ways of the Torah. There are situations which do call for an action whereby you will stray from the straight and narrow. But, says the Malbim, when you do stray from the centre of the circle, here's David davening that I should not go outside the circle, I'll go up to the circumference and no further, and help me then come when the situation has passed and that moment has gone by, help me then return back again to the center of the circle, go back to the straight and narrow path of Yiddishkeit, of Rachmanus and Anova and so on. So if a situation may well cause for gaiva or for achzorius, cruelty, and so on, the situation may call for that halachically, I'll go up to that point, so I mean that'll take me to the circumference of the circle, furthest from the ideals of the Torah, but in a situation it may well be mutter, it may be even mechayev to do that, but then I should not stray further, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help me back again. I won't go outside that point, I won't go beyond that point, and also, once the situation has passed, allow me and help me back towards the centre of the circle. Yeah. Good, that's it.